Support for Studio Sessions on KNKX comes from the Shack Art Center in Everett, presenting the exhibit Chuck Close Prints, Process and Collaboration through September 5th at the Shack Art Center in Everett. More information at shack.org.
I am very happy to welcome the return of Trio Subtonic to our studios to wrap up a wonderful week. The group formed about a decade back with Galen Clark and Bill Athens on piano and bass. Drummer Russ Kleiner is a more recent addition, joining a couple of years ago. Their groovy modern jazz, blending funk, soul, rock, hip-hop, and jazz fusion, has been brilliantly captured on their latest album, Fiction, from the Rope-A-Dope record label. A collection of cool tunes for both dancing and kicking back, mostly originals, but including a couple smart covers of Sia and Elliott Smith on there, too. This album is highly recommended. Please help me welcome Trio Subtonic.
Thank you.
Trio Subtonic, live in the studios here at KPLU. That's Galen Clark at the keyboards, Bill Athens bass, Russ Kleiner is drumming. Great to have you guys back, Galen. Let's talk a little bit about the new record, Fiction, which is fantastic. Tell me how the music for this album developed. Is this a collection of songs you've been working on for a while?
Maybe the last couple of years. Bill and I started talking about a new record, and we started writing for it maybe 2.5 years ago. And then some of the songs came out of like some touring we were doing and playing with different, collaborating with different musicians as well, like Hernan's Groove, our friend in Mexico City. And yeah.
So it was recorded, I think, in three locations, Vancouver, Washington, Portland, and Oakland. What was that process like, the recording process?
We started out in Vancouver, right outside of Portland, and did like a bunch of stuff there. But the engineer lives in Oakland, so I was working with him. And he, so I went down there a couple of times to do some tracking, and we did all the mixing down there and stuff as well.
Yeah. And I mentioned in the intro, there are a couple of really cool covers on the record, Sia and Elliot Smith. How did you choose covers to do? This is not a band that I necessarily would think is a band that plays covers, but you do them well.
Thank you. We like to do a few choice covers. I think actually the last time we came and played at KPLU was when we first thought of doing that Sia tune. We were brainstorming that day. But the Elliot Smith, I always want to play Elliot Smith.
That's my favorite tune. They do Tomorrow on the new record. It's excellent.
We play a lot of Elliot Smith songs, yeah.
Now, last time you were here, I think it was a year ago, maybe a couple years ago, we had the piano hooked up and you're playing both acoustic and your electric keyboards. And I wonder if you find yourself moving away from the acoustic, because you do play some on the new record.
Yeah. I mean, the new record is more electric, and that was the intention behind it. And the previous one, Night Runners, had been primarily acoustic. So last time we were here, we were probably still on the Night Runners vibe, for this record, it's more representative to be playing electric, yeah.
I was excited to hear you guys got signed by Ropadope Records. It's a very cool label, home of Christian Scott and Snarky Puppy and many others. How did that work out for you guys?
That was a really great thing for us. I just had been I contacted them, and they were interested in the material. I had pretty much we'd finished the mixing process for the record. It hadn't been mastered yet. And then I approached them, and they were interested, and we worked it out. And it happened pretty quickly, actually. And then, so maybe 5 or 6 months after we talked, we released it. So, yeah.
Aside from the 5 or 6 months, that sounds way too easy for getting a record. Did you know somebody at the label, or know somebody who had a deal with them? Or?
I do have friends that are on that label, my friends from A Love Electric are on that label, and some other people as well. Yeah.
We're live in the studios with Trio Subtonic from Portland, Oregon. They've got a terrific new record out called Fiction, and love to hear another song next. What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play something that's not on the record, but maybe we'll be on the next one.
Oh, feature tune. Here we go. Thank you. Trio Subtonic from Portland, live in the studios here at 88.5 FM. Galen Clark, Bill Athens, and Russ Kleiner at the keyboards, bass, and drums. Galen, I wanted to talk. You mentioned Night Runners earlier, and that one I know was kind of inspired by a trip to Budapest. And I wonder if the new record Fiction has any geographical context, or if it has any through line to it?
Maybe not as much as that did, but... Bill and I did have an opportunity to do a tour in Mexico City and in Mexico and played with this great drummer there named Hernan Hecht. And it's one of the songs on the record we co-wrote with him, and we're actually going to play that one next.
Excellent.
It's Hernan's groove, yeah.
Now, I wonder if you just played Little Black Submarines, which is not on the new record. And I wonder if you guys find yourself, right after the album is done, really settling into the songs from the record and not playing much else, or are you constantly writing?
We're writing less right now, probably because of, you know, playing all the new material. But there's a couple of covers or new songs that sneak in there for sure. And Little Black Submarines has been one of our favorite to play live recently.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
Yeah.
Now, doing a little research for the show today, I discovered a couple of videos that have been produced. They're essentially the band playing songs live in the studio. But I wonder if you find any value. I mean, here we are on the radio station. We've got a ton of cameras all set up. Do you find value in the videos, maybe sharing for younger kids and stuff
like that? Yeah, it seems like it's one of the best ways to sort of get your music out to a broader audience. And between Facebook and YouTube and stuff, sharing videos is a really useful tool.
And Trio Subtonic live in the studios, the new record Fiction. You've described the band as heavy groove power trio, kind of avoiding perhaps the word jazz. This band certainly goes beyond what a lot of people think of as jazz, more of a soulful thing. And I wonder if you find the term jazz frustrating or limiting, or too loaded with baggage, anything like that?
Yeah, it's just really a broad term and has a lot of connotations, but they're all different for everybody. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really describe what we're doing. But, we never really know exactly what to call it because we're trying to sort of explore a lot of different areas. So
it seems like that would be an advantage, though, because you get to go play a jazz festival or a gig with another jazz band, or you could be in a rock club opening for a hip hop act.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we prefer, is to be able to do both of those things. Yeah.
Catch Trio Subtonic wherever they're playing and whoever they're playing with. We are thrilled to have them live in the studios today. The new record is Fiction, and we've got time for one more song.
All right.
And this will be Hernan's Groove. Galen Clark at the keyboards, Bill Athens bass. It's Russ Kleiner at the drums. It's Trio Subtonic. Their fantastic new record on Rope-A-Dope is called Fiction. And thanks so much for being here, you guys. This was a real treat to have you up here.
Thanks for having us.